All right, let's move from animal protein to plant protein and talk Oatly. This company having a very different experience here. The company's earnings, missing estimates, I should say revenue, it looks like missing estimates here, posting a smaller loss than estimated, but cutting the revenue forecast. So a lot of disappointment for folks who like to put this stuff in their coffee, I suppose, Brian. But it seems like that there are a couple of issues here at Oatly. There's production issues, and seems like there are some COVID-related production issues as well. What do you make of this report?
Yeah, our producer Val is one of them. She has a whole freezer of this Oatly stuff
Oh
just
my
sitting in there waiting
gosh.
for her coffee. You know she does. But look, I think one of the reasons why you're seeing the stock under a lot of pressure here, all of your points are well taken, Julie. But if you go down and look at what they said about their guidance, they're calling out something in Europe that we haven't heard from Oatly before, noting that revenue might be starting to be impacted by higher competition. Now, I go down the oat milk aisles. You know, we were joking about Val having a whole freezer of this stuff. I mean, I enjoy oat milk. There is a lot more competition down the aisles. And up to this point, I would say Oatly has been able to fend off a lot of new entrants into the space. But I think their guidance here may have spooked a lot of investors that for the first time, Oatly is really starting to come up against it. A lot of these new competitors, which in some cases are undercutting them on prices.
And also recall, this is a company that has drawn some short seller interest, right? And some of those short sellers calling out some of these production issues, perhaps anticipating them. So I don't know if there's the view here that maybe this quarter validates some of those concerns, but definitely seeing an outsized decline in those shares here today.